Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Al Dukes puts together a show sheet for us. Lets us know what's happening that night in sports. What teams are playing. What teams are not playing. And he'll copy and paste some headlines in there from things. Now, occasionally, he'll put his own commentary attached to the headline. But it's very occasional. I should say it's rare in which Al will write something of his own thoughts after the headline. But he did today with the Rangers coach. So what do you think he wrote? Did you see this, by the way? Sometimes you see the show sheet, sometimes you did not.
No, I didn't today.
All right, you did not today. All right, so he wrote, Rangers hire Gerard Gallant to be their next head coach. Now, what do you think Al's observation would be with this particular...
Who's he?
Well, what was that?
Who's he?
Who's he? No, no, no. Yes. He did not write who's he. It's a very good guess. He did not write who's he.
Who cares?
He did not write who cares either, which is another good guess.
So, one more guess.
Okay.
Who's he? Who cares? Nobody cares about Hockey Boomer.
No, all three very good guesses.
Okay.
But Al had an observation about Gerard Gallant. He said he is a very old-looking 57. That was his take on the new Rangers head coach.
Well, he's a former player. I'm sure back when he played, they liked to partake in a few libations after games. He does have a big head, kind of like Ken Danico.
He has a big head.
And he's coached in three different spots and just coached Canada to the International Hockey Championship gold medal. So I'm sure that there's some stress and some tire miles on him because of the life he's lived.
Yeah, we're 5 years apart.
Well, yeah.
He looks like he could be my father. At least in my head, I feel like he does.
No, I agree with that. He legitimately does. There are a couple of pictures of him where he looks...
Old skin is not as elastic as younger skin.
He looks a good 68 to 72 in that range. That's where I would
put him. Well, maybe that will help him with the experience factor. You know, like guys will look at him and say, hey, you know, he's older than he really is. And they'll think that, wow, he really knows hockey because he's been around a long time.
Yeah, he's probably not a Botox guy, this Gerard Gallant, I would think.
No, he's a hockey coach, man.
Somebody told me that they did Botox recently that I was totally shocked.
A man?
Louis Jacquelon? I mean, he's doing the hair thing, so maybe he's doing Botox.
Who the hell was
Sean
that?
Sean Marash?
D.A.?
I'll inject the Botox into my face, Marash. We've got Marash dressed up as a wet nurse today with a syringe injecting Botox into my forehead to make me look younger than I am. Go ahead, wet nurse Marash, Maraz.
So that'd be somebody that you ran into.
I couldn't believe it. It was a guy.
Was it like, Aaron Colton?
No, it was a man.
And for vanity, not for migraines?
How about Biggs, the guy that won the Survivor?
No, I didn't. I have not met him yet.
All right, Below Deck guy.
No, it wasn't him either. It wasn't any of those three.
Below Deck guy like a guy that would be Botoxing his ass off.
He does, actually. Damn it, who the hell?
Islander game with?
Jay?
No, Jay.
Your new friend?
No, it was not.
Now, you and Jay have been texting back and forth?
No, we have not.
Okay.
We have not.
He's leaving you alone.
Yeah, he's actually been, as Eddie pointed out, he definitely was more into the game than he was me. It was about being at the game. He was a true Islander fan. He did not care about being there with me. So he's left me alone. He's been great.
Evan?
It was not Evan.
Jerry?
No.
I'm trying to think of any of your flunkies. Migs in foul zone.
Yeah,
Suffolk
right.
County cops using Botox.
No way. No, it was not them.
Okay. Moose is on TV. Was it Moose?
Yeah,
no.
Moose?
You know,
Maggie. How about Maggie? Was it Maggie?
He said it was a dude.
Yeah,
it was a dude. I'm sorry.
You know, it was a guy. You know what? I got it now. I got it. It's a guy that I played high school football with who we saw at Painters. That's who it was.
Oh. And he told you that he got, hey, look at me. Look at my face. I got Botox.
Loves Botox. Yeah, absolutely loves it.
Now he's got a sickness. You know, some people have a sickness with that stuff.
Yeah, I know. I also think it's a gateway situation. Like
gateway?
You get involved in the Botox. Next thing you know, you look like the cat lady, and you get your facelift and this and that.
You're going to throw some of that stuff into your lips.
Yeah, it all bang. Next thing you know, you got lip injections.
Some poochy lips.
Yeah, it was one of those things. Yeah, no, yeah, this was I was shocked when I heard that.
You're a couple years away from Botox.
I'm not using Botox. No way.
You might.
No way.
You never know. You'll see.
You haven't used it. Why would I use it?
No, but you don't have any lines in your forehead at all. You have a couple little lines.
I got that sometimes.
It's like a divot.
Yeah, I got a divot here.
Yeah, what is that? Did you hit your head when you were a kid?
No, it's just, I don't know what that is.
I see that, but that's fine. I mean, that looks natural. You don't have any wrinkles around your eyes or anything.
Yeah, kind of. If I go like this.
But who walks around like that? Only if you can't see.
Squint, you could see it.
But everybody squints, you have wrinkles.
Yeah, but you don't use Botox, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, Phil Simms does. I know that. He admitted it on the show.
On our show?
He did, yes. Last time we had him on, he talked about doing Botox.
He did?
Al, you remember that?
I do not recall that.
See, I don't recall that either.
I do not want
Phil out there thinking that I said Phil uses Botox.
Maybe he told you during the break.
No. He told us on the air.
Oh boy,
he brought up Botox. He might have been joking, but he brought up Botox. Last time he was on, we'll go pull it.
So Al, you are my witness that I did not bring this up.
I don't recall that.
Botox up, but I wasn't talking about Phil Simms using.
He might have been joking, but he said it on the air.
I don't know.
You were like, "That's why your face doesn't move," or something. I remember.
That's why your face doesn't move.
Something like that. I'm definitely not misremembering.
I mean, his face doesn't move. But then again, he doesn't move.
When was the last time
he's like you? You don't move either.
I don't. My face moves. My body does not.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get up at all during the show. I have not gotten up today.
You have to get up because you're going to start cramping again.
Oh, that was embarrassing. You are right. I do need to move. But the thing is, you told me when we started working together, do not leave the studio. We talk in the breaks.
Well, I didn't want you to do what Evan did.
So that's in my head.
I mean, Evan did not only to me. He also did it to Governor Christie.
Yeah, he just leave.
I mean, just get up and leave like a douche.
Mike and Jackson, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, last week when Phil Simms called in, he said he'd do Botox, remember?
Yes.
He said he would do Botox
or that
he has done Botox.
That he would do Botox.
That he would do Botox, not that he has done Botox.
That's a different story. I remember that he said he did do Botox.
Maybe. He looks like he would do it.
Yeah, he probably has, I would think.
He's in Franklin Lakes, so all those people over there use Botox. What do you think, Eddie? Do you think Phil Simms said that he has used Botox or that he would use Botox? That's a difference. There's a difference there.
He was on. He talked about Botox.
Is he a migraine guy?
Now we're going to take Botox for migraines?
No, that's a thing, for sure.
So also for older people that are trying to get rid of wrinkles, they could say that they have migraines. It's just like somebody could say, you know, I'm having trouble focusing and this, that, and the other thing. Give me Adderall.
Right. There's a commercial for, I think, Cialis that's for, like, your wiener or if you have to get up to pee too much in the night, which right. I would just say I was using it for that.
Yeah.
So you'd end up sleeping with a stiffy the whole night?
I'm just saying it's like it goes for ED or BPH, which is something to do with your prostate.
I'm a little annoyed at this stiff white thing.
Yeah. Eddie, do you have any recollection of that? Of Phil with the Botox?
Not a clear one. It is sort of a vague bell ringing, but not clear.
This is becoming a trend.
Maybe it was a Cialis.
Why am I the only one that remembers the show?
Maybe he was talking about Cialis.
Who had Stiffy on Boomer and Geo Bingo today? Anybody?
Once I did it with four women.
Oh, boy.
He's amazing, actually.
He really is. It's prolific. Vinny in Manhattan. What's going on, Vinny?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, what do you got?
First off, I'm in vacation in Tampa with my family. Excited about this new Ranger coach going to the game tonight. And I bought two tickets to the Boomer Boat Show, too.
All right. That's right. Nice. Friday, August 13th, baby.
That's right. I'm in there, Boom.
All righty. Way to go, Vinny.
Yeah, man. It's exciting. And I'm going to the game tonight there, Boom. You know, big hockey fan, big Ranger fan. I just wanted your perspective on this new coach. I wasn't crazy about it, but I'm not still thrilled. I don't think JD got a fair shake here because you still got the other guy pulling the strings there. So I'm not crazy.
Well, the one thing we don't know, Vinny, was what was going on behind the scenes and what Glenn Sather saw and what Jim Dolan said to Glenn Sather, and Glenn Sather said to Chris Drury, and then finding out about JD and, you know, Jeff Gorton and all the people that have been let go. I mean, you know, there's a lot of crap that probably was going on that we were not aware of. Now, Gerard Gallant, the moment that, you know, David Quinn was fired, he was immediately the guy that went to the top to everybody's list. I'm like I said, Al Dukes could have hired this guy and most likely probably would have. Now, there were other guys that maybe they had their eyes on, had they would have been let go from their teams that got knocked out in the playoffs, but it didn't look like that was going to happen. So they probably felt like they had to make a decision relatively quickly here because, you know, maybe there were other teams that were looking at Gerard Gallant as well. So they hired the easy hire. This is the easy hire. Far majority of Ranger fans will like this hire because of his track record, his history, and all that other stuff. Hey, the bottom line is we know nothing about any of these good. Like, I like Rob Saleh. Mm. And, you know, and I think he won the press conference, and I think he's doing a great job. He's putting himself out there. He's being honest. And but you never know until the game starts how he manages a game and whether or not he has the capability to do that. I mean, it's not easy being a head coach in any of these sports. And, you know, hockey, he's got a very talented young roster. They got to get some more grit and toughness as we watch these last four teams play. You know what I'm saying? These last four teams, all the guys that are in these semifinals in the NHL, man, they get after it, man. And they're going to have to add some of that snarl to their lineup, and that's going to be up to Chris Drury to do that.
Don's in Oceanside. What's going on, Don?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Yes. So the way I remember it was Phil got on, and he was talking about Boomer, that he probably needs to do Botox. And then you asked him the direct question, have you ever done it? And he told you no. And then he said, well, I do remember when he put his hand on your back and it was moist like a swamp. That's kind of how the story went that day.
Because he was a thick son of a bitch.
Thick son of a bitch, yeah. I still remember it that he said, yes, he had done Botox. And Boomer said something like, that's why your face doesn't move. I want to go back and find this because it's just amazing to me.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah, thanks, Don. It's amazing. You don't remember this. Eddie doesn't remember this. Al is. It's like that whole come back to work draft thing. I mean, Jerry didn't remember that either. It's like, is it because you've been doing the show longer that you guys have been doing this for 14 years and I've only on year four that I have less show to remember
well,
than you guys?
In the defense of Al and I.
You don't listen to the show.
No, there are often times when we are preoccupied by other things that will prevent us from paying hyper-focused attention.
Okay. Plus, they think Phil's boring anyway, so they don't like
also
him.
Also true.
Oh, wow. Geez, you're confirming that? You think Phil's boring? Phil's one of the
least boring guests that we have. We love Phil.
We got to go back. What day was that? There was a day, it was some sort of special day he had called in.
He was talking about my neck or
something. Oh, it was Boomer's birthday, maybe?
No. He called in, I want to say he called in last week. Wasn't it last week?
Well, yeah, I think it was the fast day or something. It's like, oh.
No,
he
was tired of my hearing. I remember I was wearing my pants and I had my nice pants at you know, that are very flattering for my butt.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing? And he was like, right. I can't believe you're talking about your butt and you guys are talking about the front. I was talking about the back.
That's right.
That's when he called in.
Okay. It was that day. I'm telling you.
Because
he
just can't get enough of me talking about just how good my butt looks. That's the problem.
I really believe that he said he did Botox, but I could be wrong. I know it came up in the conversation at the very least. Awesome. That's great. You want to say that? You should say that.
Yeah, well, I just got an update from my foundation office. The boat crews just sold 100 tickets in the first 10 minutes. So we got 25 left, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there you go. But by the way, there's 500 boat kits.
Yeah, 500 boat kits, yes.
Yes, so there's more than just 125 of those. All right, very good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
There's still boat kits available. Those are out there, as we just announced that. Just check Twitter as the link is out there. Go to Esiason.org and click on events, and you will see it there to be able to get your tickets and boat kits for the boat party, the Boomer and Gio Casamigos boat party on Friday, August 13th. Jerry Recco is here, but first, I do want to play this audio because we were just talking about this. Bobby Dwyer was sifting through the audio, and he was able to get us the Phil Simms answer about Botox, because I had remembered that we talked about Botox with him. I thought he said he did Botox, but we at least talked about Botox with Phil Simms. Let's hear exactly what was said.
How long do you do Botox,
Phil? How long have you been using Botox?
I've never done it, ever. Not once, ever.
Then why did you bring it up?
Because I'm just checking you out. You look like a hound dog sometimes on the
air. All right, so he said he did not do it, but I knew we talked about Botox at the very least.
He was saying Boomer should do it.
Boomer should do it. Okay, all right, that's what it was.
I mean, like, what, is he some sort of expert?
He looks like a guy who could have done it.
See, but then again, like you said that I said to him that his face doesn't move. I never said that.
Yeah, I thought that
just like
happened.
Jerry came in here and attacked me this morning saying, you hate the Nets, you hate the Nets. I'm like, I don't hate the Nets.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
You guys got to stop putting words in my mouth.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, Phil's face doesn't move. And then I thought I kind of made it what you said, but I was wrong about that.
So you're saying his face doesn't move.
Maybe that's what I thought. I'm not saying it. I might have thought that at one point. It looks like a guy who's done some Botox.
You said he looks like a wax figure.
I did not say that.
Face is stiff.
Did
you
I say that?
A wax, a stiff wax figure?
If Jerry's saying I said it. Maybe I said it. I don't know.
You said Phil Simms.
I don't think so. But I might have. Who knows? You said stiffy earlier, and I didn't expect that to happen. So anything's possible.
Why would you say stiffy?
Well, because Al was talking about Cialis.
Oh. All right.
And he said that, like I said, like people use Botox because of migraines. So you could say that, look, I have a migraine. I need some Botox on this wrinkle and on that wrinkle and this wrinkle to help me with my migraines. Maybe that's true. I don't know.
Right.
I'm assuming it is if Al said it. And then he says, it's just like how some guys use Cialis, but in order to get the Cialis, they say that they use it to keep them from getting up at night and going to the bathroom. So I then said, you sleep with a stiffy.
Got it. Okay.
That's how it went down. Just like that.
All right.
You grab a hold of the stiffest. Oh, stiffy.
Jesus Christ.
Bernadette in Atlantic City, what's happening?
I'm here.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
What's happening?
Wanted to comment. I wanted to call yesterday and tell Boomer he's losing too much weight. And I want to comment on the Yankee game, but forget that.
Okay.
I used to live by, up north by Rutherford, and I sadly had to move down by here by the Philly fans. And
oh, you know, that's the worst.
Yeah, it is the worst.
Yeah, so you think I'm too skinny?
I think you lost a lot of weight, and that was
You think he looks unhealthily skinny, like he's like gaunt?
Just stop where you're at.
You want me to stay right here? No more.
Yeah, don't Boomer, don't get no skinnier.
Your face has thinned out.
No.
All right, so is that good or bad?
It's good.
I thought it would be good.
It is good.
Al says it's good. Jerry says it's good, but Bernadette says it's bad.
I think you look good where you're at right now.
Yeah, I think she's saying any more would be better. Yeah, so stop
right
now.
Stop right
stop
now.
You mean I was going to get down to my college playing weight. That was the next thing.
No, that's then. No,
don't do that.
Okay.
Then all the way back down to your original weight.
Bernadette, thank you so much for being honest and telling me that.
Okay. And Theo, you look great. And
he's a little fatter than I am, yes.
He looks great. And the kid that was on before him yesterday, it looks like it was his son.
Who was on before you?
CeeLo?
Before
the guy who was choking and Jerry saved his life?
That's who that was?
Oh, yeah, Tom. Yeah, Jerry saved his life, yes. Yeah.
Okay, wow. It kind of looked like Jerry.
You kind of look like Jerry.
I don't know. Maybe it's me. Okay.
All right, Bernadette.
Thanks, Bernadette.
I'm just waking up. So
You're just waking up. Okay, that's what it is? You haven't been up all night?
No.
Okay.
Take it easy.
All right, you too.
So, you know that story about the guy that said he got eaten by a whale and got spit out?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
In Cape Cod.
Right. So you saved Tommy, what's his last name?
DeCelestino.
DeCelestino. Was anybody here to see that?
I think just the two of us. I honestly don't remember.
You could say this could be something that these guys are putting together.
No way.
Jerry wants his pulse.
I think Pete Hoffman was here.
Did Pete do anything about this, or was he filming?
He was in and out of the control room, if I remember.
He was arguing with Dove about something.
You might be right about that.
Hey, by the way, when did Pete Hoffman become such an integral part of the Moose and Maggie show?
When he got the producer job. That was just a couple weeks ago. He was hired as their producer.
Oh, okay.
Or months.
Yeah.
Or months.
No, it wasn't months. He was hired officially. A couple weeks ago, I think.
So then he now has a full-on segment.
I guess, yeah. I guess, well, he does. I suppose so.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a full segment?
Yeah, he does like a,
he was on the other day
lunch
because,
with Moose and Maggie or something?
Maybe. I know he was on the other day because Moose's router crashed.
So he co-hosted the show?
Well, I think he was there to help out if need be.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Or maybe it's lunch with Hoff. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. Lunch with Hoff?
Perhaps.
Yeah. You know, there was the midday show. It was two old guys when I got to Pittsburgh. They did a segment called The Hot Lunch, and they didn't check that out on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, come on. That's something?
Everything's something, Jerry.
It was a bad one. It was a really bad one. And everybody, the guy was like, all right, time for the hot lunch. That's right. Serve it up hot, Vinny. And then you looked at what it was, and it was like, oh, God. It's the worst thing I've seen on Urban Dictionary. By far.
Really?
Worst thing I've seen.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then when that's in your head now, and you think about these two older guys doing a radio midday show. All right, serve it up hot. Stick it in your mouth. That's right, Vinny. Time for the hot lunch. Let's go. Let me play the highlights, and then that was what it was.
Have you found out what that means, Jerry?
Yeah. Hmm. So was Eddie.
I can't.
It's worse than I ever thought.
I can't even begin to think about a drop. It's so bad.
Yep. So maybe that's what Hoffman should do. The Hoff hot lunch.
The Hoff lunch.
The Hoff lunch with Moose and Maggie. Dude, what is it? What, Saran wrap or something?
All right.
What? All right. Should we take a break? Somebody give me some direction here. Should we go to Jerry here? Should we take a break, have him come back?
Why don't we do a break and then come back with Jerry?
All right. That sounds good. Thank you, Al.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by HomeServe, the best call for heating and cooling relief. Visit HomeServeNY.com. Before we do all the normal stuff here, you asked me about the Rob Salah stuff with Mekhi Becton.
Yes.
So this is what I found. I listened to him on June 10th. I heard nothing. June 4th is when he was talking about Becton, where he's at. He says, yeah, it's a foot injury. It's minor. And then he went on to say a few different things.
It's nothing that needs surgery. It's really not that big of a deal. But as you guys all know, he's a very large human being. So we've asked him to stay off his feet. So we keep him inside during practice.
Now, this is probably one of his longest answers. Like, he went on and on. He was talking about how for football players, how important their bodies are.
When you take care of your body, when you're in shape and you're doing all the things that you need to do you think about it, their body is their moneymaker, right? And the amount of investment that you put into your body is the amount that it'll give back. And so that's part of the learning progression of young men.
And again, this was reference to Becton.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So there are all these hidden words that he's too fat and he's too big and he's not taking care of himself. Why I take out of that he could become a problem if he doesn't do something about it. And maybe this is what Salah's doing with him.
Here was the last part of his answer. It's 20 seconds.
They've got to learn how to take care of their bodies. They've got to learn how.
And when he says they, he means young players coming into the league for the first time.
They've got to learn how to take care of their bodies. They've got to learn how to eat right. Work out right, rest right, regen right, staying hydrated, and all those different things that lead to longevity in this league. And Mekhi is one of those. He's a young man. He's a very talented young man. He's a very large young man, and he's learning every day on what it takes to be a professional and how to make that next step.
So what it's take to be a professional.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, you know, he's been lazy, and he's put on weight, and he is hurting his feet with plantar fasciitis.
And he's a very large man.
He's a very large man. Yes.
Which he said on a few occasions.
Yeah. Well, here you go. So here's your first foray into, like, your first round pick last year, who was supposed to be, like, a difference maker, and now he shows up out of shape, and he's got bad feet.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't shying away from it. He didn't go all in on him, but, I mean, this was obvious. Thinks the guy's fat and out of shape, and he better change his ways or he's not going to be in the league long.
Right. So the Jets and Jamison Crowder did reportedly agree to a restructured deal for this year where I guess he took a pay cut to stay. Mets-Cubs last night at Citi Field, and all good for the home team.
Now the pitch.
Swinging a liner up the middle. Base hit. Center field. Here comes Pilar around third. Mariznick will not throw home. Instead, the throw goes to third. The run has crossed the plate, and the call at third is safe. And so Guillorme goes first to third. Drury on with a pinch hit RBI single.
And the Mets, at that point, were up 5-0. Wound up winning 5-2.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Over Chicago, yes. Hello, Howie. Kevin Pillar with a 2-run double. Dominic Smith homered. And David Peterson was outstanding. He went 6 innings of one-hit baseball, had a few strikeouts. Here was Luis Rojas. He says Peterson really had it going.
You know, that sinker slider, is that's his mix. So I'm glad that he insisted with it and he trusted it. And, you know, he was able to throw for strike and for chase, and he had a good feel for it.
And part of his success, as he says, is his catcher, James McCann.
We were on the same page, James and I, and he's great back there with calling pitches.
And we mentioned Dominic Smith. Well, he's thrilled for Peterson.
It was just really awesome and dope to see him go out there and compete. He's a savage. He's one of our good young pitchers.
Now, savage is a bit much, but we get what he's saying. Dom Smith on SNY.
That's a Yankees thing, right? The savages.
Savages in the box.
That's right.
No doubt. Mets have won 4 of 5, 6 of 8. Edwin Diaz did pick up the save last night. The loss to Jake Arrieta. Tonight, Taijuan Walker, last time out, pitched marvelous in Baltimore. He opposes Alec Mills. Yankees, Blue Jays tonight. Yanks start today 9 out of first place as Tampa won last night. You got Jordan Montgomery and Hyunjin Ryu going for Toronto. Also, the Red Sox beat the Orioles 2-1 last night as well. So they lost ground in a couple of fronts there in the AL East. Basketball-wise, big game 5. They call this a swing game. See what happens. Nets, Bucks, Barclays Center. No James Harden, no Kyrie Irving. Here's Kevin Durant. He knows he needs to go out, play a complete game, have everyone involved.
Being aggressive downhill, looking for your shot, and if it's there, take it. If it's not, try to make the correct pass to somebody else who can do the same thing.
Been a very physical series so far. Has the officiating bothered him? And P.J. Tucker has defended him.
No, it's the playoffs. I feel like, you know, refs, they're human just like us. Some calls they're going to get, some calls they may miss. But that's just a part of a game.
And so,
that's a good answer.
Very
I like
good,
it.
For sure. They have let them play. There's no question about it. That game tonight later on the Fan. Meantime, the Hawks beat the 76ers 103-100. Trae Young had 25 points a whopping 18 assists. So that's now a best of 3 series. They head back to Philly. Joel Embiid 4 of 20 dealing with the injury, 0-for-12 in the second half. And we have heard from Noah Eagle on a couple of occasions today. I bring you one more as the Clippers draw even with the Jazz.
Leonard, crossover, drive middle to the basket. Leonard shielding with his body, gets it outside. George pump fake and drive down the middle of the lane. George explodes and slams with a right hand. PG-13, another emphatic finish. He's got 17, and the Clippers go back up 73-56.
And they wound up winning 118-104, 31 for Paul George, 31 for Kawhi Leonard. And so the Clippers down 0-2 have come back to even this thing up at 2 games apiece. And so we got a couple of really good series here. You got the Hawks and Sixers, Clippers and Jazz, and the Nets and Bucks all 2-2 going to game 5s. Meantime, you've got a game 2 for the Islanders and the Lightning. That in Tampa again. You know, the Isles have the 1-0 series lead there. If they can win this, the Coliseum will be rocking even louder than it normally would.
Tampa Bay will come out flying tonight. And again, you're going to hear a lot about weathering the storm the first 10 minutes. The Islanders have the wherewithal. They have the experience. They can handle it all.
But they dealt with it in Boston, right?
They did, yeah. But this is a full-on team. This is a four-line team. This is the world-class goalie, 3 deep on defense in terms of their pairings. Their left side of their defense is ridiculous how good it is. Sergachev is their 3rd left defender. That's insane. McDonough, obviously, the 2nd, and then, of course, Hedman. So they felt like they were, you know, I've read a lot of stuff coming out of Tampa from the Tampa side of things. They just felt like they were a little bit out of it. Stamkos makes that bad pass in the middle of a change that ends up to in the back of the net with the Barzal goal. But they're going to be better tonight. This is going to be a rough one. You know, Varlamov is going to have to be on, and they'll have to weather that initial storm and then try to settle the game down. If they can play it tight like they did the other night, then, you know, they win a tight game. They just can't open the ice up and let Tampa just go flying up and down the ice like they can do. So they'll be better. It'll be a tough game tonight.
Golden Knights took game 1 from the Canadiens 4-1, and Gerard Gallant, the new head coach of the New York Rangers.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.